We know, of course, in the Bible there are many metaphors or pictures of types of individuals. You know, Jesus used to take and speak to the people in parables. And we know, of course, we were always told when we were young, a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And so we find that Jesus, he spoke and he took many common sights to tell a story to the people, you know, to bring home some truth to the people he was addressing. And in our reading this morning, Paul takes pictures of three different types of individuals. There is the soldier, there is the athlete, and there is the farmer. You know, the soldier, this was a very common sight in towns and cities throughout the Roman Empire. They were the conquerors, weren't they? And when you think about this, even in our country, the British, the Roman Empire stretched right across from Italy, right into our land. And they've left their mark upon our country. You know, when you think about Bath, you know, warm springs, they found that, didn't they? You know, and many, many other places they established when they came to this country of ours. And of course, this was a very common sight in the time of Jesus, in the time of Paul. And we know that there were garrisons of soldiers. They were there to rule. They were there to represent, to keep order for Caesar in Rome. We know that the enemy had been subdued. And of course, the enemy was Israel at that time. There were many, many uprisings, but they were put down. And so we are reminded this morning that we too have an enemy. But the enemy has been subdued. And I'm glad this morning that we can know victory over the enemy this morning. We know that Satan is the adversary. And we know this morning he is opposed to all of God's kingdom and his people. 1 Peter 5:8-9. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And we are told to resist him, to be steadfast in the faith. The Christian must be spiritually alert, not only to withstand, but to oppose in prayer and in spiritual warfare. And Paul goes on to describe the armor of God for the Christian. And we know, of course, that in Ephesians 6:10-18, Paul describes the armor that God has prepared for his people. We're exhorted, what? To put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the enemy. It reminds us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, the rulers of darkness of this age, and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. And so this morning, our weapons are not carnal. We don't use the bullet and the bomb and all the things that people use today. Weapons of destruction. So our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. And we know, of course, Paul goes on to describe our weapons. It's truth. It's righteousness. It's peace. It's faith. It's salvation. The word of God. And we're told to pray one for another, to be watchful. And I'm glad this morning we have the promise of the Holy Spirit in our lives to do this. Yes, the enemy has been defeated at Calvary. And through his death and resurrection, Jesus has destroyed the power of the devil. His victory this morning is our victory. And so this morning, we need to remind ourselves that we are on not the losing side, we are on the winning side. And so as we as Christians are part of his kingdom, and when other kingdoms have come and gone, when the kingdom of darkness and Satan is no more, Christ's kingdom will remain. You know, the Roman Empire has gone. The British Empire has gone, you know. Countries have obtained their independence. But praise God, God's kingdom this morning is an everlasting kingdom, and we are part of that this morning. And so, praise God, we're on the winning side. And yet, we have to acknowledge there is an enemy. But I'm glad go, God has defeated the enemy. And when you read the word of God, you see a day is coming when the kingdom of darkness will be no more. Satan and all the powers of darkness will be a thing of the past. I'm glad this morning the Bible says we do look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. God is going to have the final say. Praise God. When all these other things have been put down, he will reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So this morning, we are soldiers. Praise God. Yeah. How do you feel this morning? Good. Going into battle. You know, we know, of course, that the weapons of the world are weapons of destruction. But God's weapon this morning is truth. Hallelujah. I'm glad of that. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Then the next picture we have, of course, is an athlete. And again, Paul would be writing with Olympic type of games in mind, where the athlete strives to be the best. Well, I don't know about you. I can't run far these days, you know. Couldn't run a mile, I don't expect. You know, 200 yards, I've had it. Well, last week, of course, we were staying in a furnished apartment on the top floor. It was quite a flight of stairs. We knew the steps were there, but, you know, by the end of our holiday, we're quite fit, you know, up and down, you know. First day, well, we took our time, but I went up and down, you know. Praise God, it was good exercise. The muscles of my leg and so on, I've toned up, you know, but I still couldn't run the marathon. But, you know, it was good to know that we are athletes. And here the Christian is reminded, we're in a race, and we are to endeavor to be our best for God. Many years ago, I had a colleague who had two daughters, and they were swimmers. And they were swimmers of Olympic ability, representing Wales. And every morning between 6 and 7, they would take them down. You would take them down to the Empire Pool, it used to be, opposite Cardiff General Station. And again in the evening, to practice and to exercise. And then it was home to an early bed. And this went on for day after day, day after day. And it was perhaps for just one event, one day, one particular time. And you know, the late Rye Castle would call this dedication. Can you remember the program it used to be on? He would call it dedication. And God wants us to be dedicated to him. And they had to compete according to the rules. However, I'm glad this morning we're not competing against one another, because there's only one winner, isn't it? But I was thinking about the London Marathon, you know, when hundreds and hundreds of people would take part in that great race. Some would walk, some would hobble, because all sorts of people were taking part, young people, older people, people that would struggle, you know. But there was one determination. They wanted to reach the finishing line and to say, well, I did it. And, you know, God wants to reach the finishing line, to hear that words of the Master, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And the Bible says the athlete did it to receive a perishable crown of laurels, but we an imperishable crown of glory. Praise God. So we're not competing against one another. The most important thing is to reach the finishing line, isn't it? So if you hobble along, you know, if you run, if you walk, whatever, praise God. God wants us to reach the finishing line. It is important how we live our lives as Christians, not slipshod or any old how, but according to the word of God, according to the rules laid down for us. In Paul's life, there was discipline. There was self-control. He was careful so that what he preached, he practiced. He followed the Lord wholeheartedly. And it's summed up in 2 Timothy 4:7-8. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And finally, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness the righteous judge will give me. You know, in our everyday lives, we hear of cases where people have run, you know, they've reached the finishing line, they received the gold medal or the silver or the bronze, and suddenly it's been taken away from them because they have not competed according to the rules. They've had a drugs test, and illicit substances have been found, and that glory has been taken away from them. They cheated. You know, God doesn't want us to cheat, does he? Praise God. God wants us to be real, honest, trustworthy, to run the race with patience. And I'm glad this morning he wants us to win too. Hallelujah. So we see that they did it lawfully, and they received that crown of laurels. And so this morning, let's run the race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Let us run that we might obtain. And then, of course, there is finally the farmer, a very important person, producing food for the people, hard working. A farmer, he plows the field, he sows the seed, and then he's looking for a bountiful harvest. And Paul writes, the Christian is like a farmer. In the Bible it says husbandman, but I'm using the word farmer this morning. And we know that one sows, another reaps, but it's water, but God gives the increase. So we're either sowers or we're watering the seed, but God gives the increase. And I'm glad of that this morning. We can all share with others the good news of the gospel. We are not to become weary in well-doing, for we shall reap in due season if we faint not. People's lives can be changed by the word of God, by the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we will see a harvest in other people's lives through being faithful in sowing God's word. People coming into God's kingdom. This morning, the soldier reminds us that we are in a fight. The athlete reminds us this morning that we are in a race to watch how we live our lives before the Lord and others. And the farmer reminds us we are to sow the word of God in people's lives. It's the seed that will produce a rich harvest. And in the parable of the sower, we know there was a harvest of 100-fold and 60 and 30. God wants us to sow his word in the lives of other people. So let us run this race with patience. Let's fight a good fight of faith. Let us be faithful in declaring God's word, because the gospel of Jesus Christ is still the power of salvation to those who will believe. And so this morning, if you remember nothing else, we're soldiers, we're runners, and we are farmers in God's kingdom. Let us be faithful in what he wants us to do, because we will see great things done in and through his name this morning. Amen.